this is part two of the journey of me trying to buy a budget gaming setup. So today I was looking at Craigslist for PCs, and I did find a couple, one for $200. I wasn't sure about buying it. It was pretty far away where I lived. And then I saw another one for $300 that was actually in good condition, but it was supposed to be shipped, so I didn't really trust it being shipped. So if you ever buy something off like eBay, Craigslist, I just have one thing to say: do not get it shipped, because you will get scammed. They're just not gonna send you something good. They're just gonna scam you. They're gonna take your money. So I'm like, yeah, that's a scam. So I didn't accept that, but I'm still looking. I saw another PC for $500 that was kind of close to me, but I still don't have the money yet. So that's why I'm still doing the tricks I told you in the last episode. You have to go back to last episode if you haven't listened to the podcast. But in the last episode, I was talking about saving money to get a budget gaming setup. So it's going pretty good, but I haven't gotten all my money yet. So after I looked at PCs, I went on Amazon to look at cheaper end keyboards. So I was looking on Amazon so I could find a 60% keyboard, because I'm a humongous fan of 60% keyboards, right? So I was looking in the $20 to $50 price range. I found a $50 keyboard. I was going to buy that, but then I saw a $20 keyboard that was cheaper, and it was the same thing. It had red keycaps, which were unbelievable. So I actually am getting that. I'm going to buy that, and I'm going to get that shipped. And I'm going to actually do a review on it in next episode. But I didn't buy the $50 keyboard because I wasn't sure. It had a bunch of ratings, but I kind of trusted it. But I'm like, if I can get a cheaper version of it that's kind of the same, why not? Because I could buy like a mouse that's really nice for my keyboard. So that's going good. I'm going to buy some more keycaps for my keyboard that are like rubber. So because I like rubber keyboards. So, but after that, we're going to be talking about mouses. So let's get into mouses. With mouses, I actually use the On gaming mouse. I know it's not the best mouse in the world. I'm going to upgrade, but for right now, it's actually doing really good. There's really good RGB. For a $13 mouse, it's really good. It's been holed up for a really long time. I've had it for like a year. It has, I think, 5 sets of sensitivity for the DPI. And it has, I think, 5 lighting modes. And it has 2 buttons on the side, so side buttons. I would recommend using that for a budget gaming mouse. It's really good. It's wired. It's not wireless. But that's what I use for a mouse right now. I'm not really going to upgrade soon. So let's get into mousepad, actually. So the mousepad that I use is the HyperX mousepad, the gaming mousepad. It's an extra large, so it covers my whole desk. It works really good. Actually, I bought it a couple days ago, and it works really good, but it was pretty expensive. It was $30. I probably could have bought one cheaper on Amazon. So just a note to myself and to the people who are watching this: buy stuff on Amazon. Amazon is a whole lot cheaper. Stores that are in person are trying to make a profit, so they're going to be selling stuff a whole lot more expensive. So yes, buy stuff at Amazon instead of Walmart. Thank you guys for watching this podcast. Stay tuned for next podcast. I'm going to be doing the review on the keyboard. So make sure to come back next podcast, and I'll see you later.